But sisters and friends, let's turn to, if you have Bible in your hand, let's turn to John's Gospel in the New Testament.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，如果你有圣经的话，我们翻到新约圣经，约翰福音。
Chapter 6.
第六章。
We are about to read a miracle that Lord Jesus performed. That is, we call it in all four Gospels.
我们现在要来看一个神迹，就是四本福音书都记载的一个神迹。
We know that all four authors of the Gospels, they all have their theme, so they pick and choose their materials very carefully so thatall the materials can line up to their themes.
我们知道四本福音书的作者，他们的主题都是不一样的，所以他们选择他们记载的材料是跟他们的主题相合。
Now the so because of that, not the miracles or what Jesus said, they're all complete the same.
所以记载的神迹可能像是相似的，但是也不是完全一致，完全一样。
But this one miracle that we quoted by all four authors.
但是这个唯一的一个神迹在四本福音书中都有记载。
That's the miracle of feeding 5,000.
就是吃喂饱五千人的神迹。
So we wondered why...This miracle was picked up by all four Gospels.
我们会问为什么这个神迹被四本福音书都选择记载呢？
May the Lord himself answer us that question.
愿主耶稣他自己回答我。
Let's read from verse 1 through 14.
让我们读从第一节读到十四节。
So after these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea Galilee or Tiberia.
这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。
A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he was performing on those who were sick.
有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
Then Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples.
耶稣上了山。和门徒一同坐在那里。
Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near.
那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
Therefore Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming to him, said to Philip, Where are we to buy bread so that these may eat?
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little.
腓力回答说，就是20银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
Verse 8.One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
有一个门徒就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈对耶稣说
There is a lad here who have 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are these for so many people?
在这里有一个孩童带着五个大麦饼两条鱼只是分给这许多人还算什么呢
Verse 10, Jesus said,Have the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place.
耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。
So the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus then took the loaves and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated.Likewise, also of the fish, as much as they wanted.
耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
When they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the leftover fragments, so that nothing will be lost.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments from the five barley loaves which were left over by those who have eaten.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了十二个篮子。
Therefore, when the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。
Let's bow our heads and have a short word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father, thank you for on Lord's Day, gather us together before you.
父啊，谢谢你在主日召集我们在你面前。
To see your son, to hear him.
来看你的儿子，来听你儿子的话。
To worship him.
来敬拜他。
To honor him.
来尊荣他。
May you open the eyes of our heart.
愿你打开我们心中的眼睛。
So we can see him and him alone.
让我们可以看见他，单单看见他。
Be with all those who are here today.
求你与众人同在。
And one sister who serve our children downstairs.
也在服侍儿童的姐妹们，弟兄姐妹们同在。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉主基督耶稣他最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So this miracle is unique.
这神迹是非常独特的。
Because all four gospel writers, they are inspired to pick this miracle, and record it in their gospel to tell us a truth, something about our Lord.
因为四本福音书的作者都受感，记载了这个故事，让我们知道认识我们的主。
So in the beginning, for four verses, a group together. You can see that four verses, after this thing, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberia. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs which he was performing on those who were sick. Then Jesus went up on the mountain, there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of Jews, was near.
前四节，第一节开始，这是以后。耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比尼亚海，有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了。
So here in the introduction that he presented to us the two realms, two opposite realms.
这四节讲到有两个对比，一个非常对立的两个比较。
One is realms of religion.
一个就是宗教的范畴。
One is a realm of heavenly.
另外一个就是属灵的境界。
So one is look at here that he says that a large crowd followed him because they saw the signs which he was performing on those who were sick.
这第二节讲到许多人跟随他是因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹。
And he tells us the Passover.
也告诉我们这是逾越节。
It's a religious festival.
是一个宗教的节日。
So we see that those people who follow the Lord because they saw what Lord Jesus did on those sick.
因为这些大众跟随他是因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹。
So they have this religious faith.
他们有这种这样的宗教信仰。
Religious activity.
宗教活动。
And remember that these two things, those who saw the signs saw the miracle and followed the Lord, believed in the Lord, and the Passover, it actually mentioned in the verses we read before.
这地方讲到众人看见他神迹跟随他然后又加上逾越节这个画面我们曾经也读过。
Where it tells us, John tells us that what true faith is that the Lord, the God wants from us.
这是告诉我们神要我们所向我们所要的真实的信心到底是什么。
So let's remind ourselves, let's reflect on that verse, that verses in the chapter 2, end of chapter 2.
那我们再回顾那个经节，就是约翰福音二章的结束。
From 23 and 25.
二章23到25节。
Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name, observing his signs which he was doing.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人。
And because he did not need anyone to testify concerning him, for he himself knew what was in man.
也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
So, Lord Jesus knows our heart.
所以主耶稣知道我们的心。
He knows who are truly believing in him.
他知道我们是不是真的相信他。
So, when the people saw the sign he performed, they follow, they believe in the Lord. Lord Jesus did not entrust him to them.
也信了他，但是主耶稣并不将自己交托他们。
So the true faith is so important, so we will keep repeating.
这个真实的信心是非常的重要，我们要一直说。
What God really wants from us?
神要我们从我们 想要的到底是什么?
The true faith.
真正的信心是,
what is the true faith?
什么是真正的信心?
Here it says, entrusting.
这样子这地方就讲到是交托信托。
It is entrust himself to us.
就是把他自己交托给我们。
God gave himself to us.
神把他自己给我们。
Now for us to believe in him on our part as we entrust ourselves, give ourselves to him.
我们相信他就是交托他把自己给他。
I'd like to use this illustration.
我想用这个一个比喻。
That's like God is writing a blank check.
就像神在写一张空白支票。
That the check at the bottom, the signature part, already signed his name.
在这个支票的底部他已经签了他的名。
And then paid to the order of, it put the name who believed in him.
那个收款人就是那些信他的人的名字。
Joe Han.
包括韩弟兄自己。
And you can put your name on it if you truly gave yourself to the Lord.
你也可以把你的名字放上去，如果你真的相信主耶稣的话。
It is your name, my name, whoever's name who truly believed in the Lord.
这是你可以是你的名字，也可以是我的名字，可以是任何一个相信他的人的名字。
Most exciting part is that the figure amount is empty.
关键是那个金额，那个数字是个空白的。
All he has, all God has, now I can write it.
所以神主所有的一切，我都可以写在上面。
I can write it. 100 or 1,000 or million.
我可以写一百、一千、一百万。
Or billion. Whatever that God has, that is, I can write it down.
所以神所有的一切，我都可以写在上面，都是我的。
This is called entrusting. This is called committing.
这个就叫做信托或者是交托。
And on our part, we gave God a check.
作为我们这一方，我们也给神一个支票。
That has our name signed and paid to the order of Jesus the Lord.
底部已经我们已经签了名，那个收款的那一项是给神的。
Also, the number is empty.
这个数字也是空白的。
God can write anything, any amount on that check. That is God's.
所以神也在上面写任何的数字，也就是他的了。
I'm thinking of a human relationship.
我在想人与人之间的关系。
I think it, not even the children, right? Father, son, I mean, I don't think you gave a blank bank check to your son or daughter, right? Not happened to me yet.
我想父母对儿女也不会给他一个空白支票，把你什么都给他，至少我没有。
Only relationship that I know of is between husband and wife, a couple.
唯一的这个关系就是 我所知道的就是夫妻之间。
So, if you are yet to want to be married,
如果你想要结婚的话，
the test
试验
yes、the test is that if you want to share the blank check,
你要受到试验，你愿意愿不愿意写那张空白的
票？ That's what true trust is.
那就是真正的信心。
Give all who you are and what you have to the Lord.
就是把你所有的你的琐事你的所有都给主。
And God also gave himself all he has to us.
所以把他自己他所有的一切也给我们。
God says, God tells us in the Bible, all is yours.
神在圣经里面对我们说，这都是你的。
Angels,
天使
spiritual things,
属灵的事情
all this world,
这世上所有的一切
gold, you know what the gold price is now?
金子，你知道金子现在价格有多少吗？
I like to follow gold prices.
我经常追踪跟踪金子的价格。
Because when I was freshman in college,
I
bought a nuggets of gold.
我大学一年级的时候买了一个金条。
And that's investment.
作为投资。
But next year I ran out of money, so I have to sell it.
但第二天我又没钱了，我必须要把它卖了。
Had I still owned it?
如果我还有这根金条的话，
I become very very rich.
现在我就会非常非常富有。
All these gold and diamonds, they're all ours.
所有的这金钻石都是我们的。
So there's a big risk involved.
但是这里面有一个非常大的风险。
That's true faith.
那就是真正的信心。
So Lord Jesus, now John tells us the two realms.
这个地方约翰告诉我们这个两个
religious faith
范围
religious activities
一个是宗教的信仰和
another is heavenly spiritual the truth
另外一个就是属天的属灵的真实的。
So we are not preaching or sharing a religion.
我们不是在传讲一个宗教给你。
We are not sharingChristianity as a religion to you.
我们不是把基督教当成一个宗教来。
We are sharing a relationship with the Lord.
我们要跟你分享我们跟主的关系。
Relationship with God.
与神的关系。
A relationship, not religion.
是一个关系，不是一个宗教。
Here we see that Lord Jesus was there.
我们看见这里主在那里。
And he was.On the hill.
他在山上。
You know, on the hill, John liked to use all the figurative things to bring these spiritual meanings to us.
约翰喜欢用一些这些图画画面来解释属灵的事情。
Brother and sister, you know that there's the verse in the Bible.
你们知道这圣经里面有一个经节
Talk about the mountain. Talk about the hills.
是讲到关于山的经节。
In the hymn 121, it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where comes, from whence cometh my help?
是诗篇121篇，就是讲到我的帮助从何而来。
我举目望山，我的帮助从何而来？ My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
我要举目向山，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
So mountain, that means that Lord Jesus want to give us this heavenly perspective.
这个山。 就是让我们知道一个从一个属天的角度来看事情。
Lord Jesus will give us this true faith, and for the true faith, we can know Him.
耶稣要给我们这个真实的信心，接着这个真实的信心，我们可以认识他。
Because Lord Jesus came from heaven.
因为主耶稣他是从天来的。
And then here in the following from verse 4 to 9, I'd like to put it. A title is a challenge of the true faith.
第四节到第九节，我愿意给他有一个标题，就是真实信心的挑战。
Lord Jesus asked Philip.
主耶稣问腓力。
Says, "Where are we to buy bread so that they may eat?"
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
We know that only counting men, meaning they are 20 years above, there were 5,000 of men.
这里讲到有五千男人，是20岁以上的男人有五千。
Plus there were women and children, another gospel telling us, when the 5,000 only counted those men.
另外一个本福音书讲到这个五千人
If we include the women and the children, that could be a 10,000 or 20,000 easily.
如果加上妇女儿童的话，可能有一万或甚至两万人。
So Lord Jesus asked Philip, says, "How do we feed these people?"
所以主耶稣问腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
And Philip says that. The Bible tells us that this he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
圣经说，他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
You see, God likes to arrange situations, environments in our life.
所以你看主，他喜欢把环境带到我们生命中。
So that we can understand our heart.
让我们可以
Where we are in terms of true faith.
我们在真实的信心里面到底在哪一步？
But more importantly, that through the challenging, through this testing, the true faith may grow in us.
这样可以见着试验，见着挑战，这真实的信心可以在我们里面成长。
It's like in the schools, right? We have taken many, many tests.
就像在学校里，我们要 考很多的事。
I don't think a lot of people like the test, but maybe some of the few. I know that some are very few. They enjoy testing. But most people don't.
我想大多数人都不喜欢考试。
But testing is to show us, first of all, have we really learned, right? What we have in us. Second is that you need to prepare. You need to grow your knowledge. You want to do well in the test.
试验有两个目的，一个就是看看我们到底学到了没有，另外一个就是要我们要预备好。
So, whether you're a Christian or not, God will arrange this environment or situation for us to challenge us.
不管你是不是基督徒，神都会兴起环境来
So maybe current situation that you're in, good or bad,
可能你现在就在面对一个环境，不管是好是坏。
That it was a, it could be a test from God.
这可能就是从神来的试验。
And then we can see that this is a test.
那我们可以看见这个试验。
You know, with John is telling us that up to now, we see this, the people who come to the Lord, Lord always tests them, challenging them.
所以我们可以在这本福音书看到人来到主的面前，主总是会要试验他。
We know that the Nicodemus
来挑战他，比如说有一个就叫尼哥底母。
He Nicodemus was very pious.
尼哥底母是一个非常敬虔的人。
Very religious.
非常宗教。
Live a high moral standard.
道德水准也很高。
He had a powerful position in the government of the Jews.
他在犹太人的政府机构、政府里面有很高的权力。
And he was very rich.
他也很富有。
He was a person with a culture.
他是有文化的人。
And when he came to the Lord,Lord Jesus challenged him.
当他到主面前来的时候，主就挑战他。
You must be born again.
你必须要重生。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Your status in this social status, your powerful positions, your education, your culture, your rich, all of them don't count a thing.
你的社会地位，你的富有，你的宗文化背景，你的宗教虔诚，都算不，什么都不算。
They are nothing in the eyes of God.
在神的眼里，这些什么都不算。
You have to be born again.
你必须要重生。
And nobody come here, right? Born with a diaper from mother's womb.We came born naked, right? Having nothing.
对，当我们出生的时候，我们是什么也没有的，不会身上带着尿布出生。
Yeah. So we are born again. Means two meanings. Right? One is that all these things we just mentioned means nothing to God.
重生。到底什么意思呢？就是说我们所拥有的一切，外面的一切，在神眼里都像无有一样。
Paul says they are rubbish.
保罗说他们是垃圾。
We have to be born again.
我们必须要重生。
Born again has another meaning is that have a new life, a God's own life, eternal life.
重生还有另外一个意思，就是我们有个新的生命，就是神的。永远的生命。
Now, second challenge we can see is from a Samaritan woman at the well.
第二个挑战的对象就是井边的撒玛利亚妇人。
The Lord challenged her to bring the darkness to the light.
主挑战她，要她把她黑暗的那一面带到光下。
Her dark side of her life.
他生命中黑暗的那一面。
She married five husbands.
她曾经有五个丈夫。
And current one she lived with, not even her own husband.
她现在同居的也不是她的丈夫。
She went to the well to draw water at the noontime.
他去井边是在正午的时候去的。
When nobody around.
那时候周围没有任何的人。
So Lord Jesus, when she was interested in asking the Lord for this water that Lord Jesus promised to give her.
当他向主求主应许给他的活水的时候。
Lord Jesus said, "Bring your husband here."
主耶稣对他说 叫你的丈夫来去。
So in order that you see here as well, you can see that in order for her to receive greater blessing, the true faith, the true eternal life from the Lord, that she had to be challenged, tested.
所以我们看到她如果要想从主耶稣那里得到真正的生命，她这个真实的信心的话，主要需要挑战她的。
In pursuing the true love in her life, she got herself into trouble.
她其实本来是想追求真正的爱情，但是把自己陷入了困境，麻烦了。
So he had to live in this dark lifestyle.
他只能活在那个黑暗的生活方式里。
Now you can see this, you can read the gospel to see Lord Jesus actually challenges the those who come to follow him.
我们在圣经中也可以看到，主耶稣对那些跟随他的人也是充满了对他们挑战。
Those who want to follow the Lord, Lord Jesus says.Count the cost.
所以说要跟随他的人是要付代价的。
So here, Lord Jesus actually put the Philip and the all these their disciples in a challenge.
这地方主耶稣也在六章也挑战腓力和门徒们。
So Philip says, with the 200.Denarius is amounts to a year's wage for that workers at that time.
腓力这里讲的二十两银子是当时做工的人一年的工价。
So Philip says, with the my yearly salary, to buy all food, I cannot satisfy these people. They just give them a little bit, they're not enough. Even just want to give them a little bit.
腓力，所以这里讲的就是我用一年挣的钱去买一点东西，他们也不够的，每个人只能吃那么一点点。
And Andrew, with the 5 loaves and 2 fish he found to the farmer boy, and of course he knows that that's not.That's definitely not enough. Absolutely not enough.
还有一个就是安德烈，他手里拿着那个孩童的5个大麦饼和2条鱼，他也知道，这是绝对是不够的。
Yeah, so basically, with this question, Lord Jesus looks like pushed them in the corner.
所以这些问题就好像就主耶稣把他们逼到一个拐角处。
Let them feel how desperate that their situation is.
让他们知道自己所处的光景是多么的绝望。
So, you know, we know that there's a saying, right? What is it called? At the wit's end is the beginning of God? Something like that, right?
我们常常说人的尽头就是神的起头。
And God sometimes creates this desperate situation so we can turn to God.
神常常创造一些让我们在绝望中的环境，让我们可以转向他。
I heard a brother said this.
有一个弟兄说过。
God do not listen to prayers.
神不听祷告。
So, when I first heard this, I said,Which version of Bible he was reading?
开始的时候很震惊，说他在到底读哪一段经节呢？
And then he says, God only listen to desperate prayers.
后来他后面是在说，神只听那在绝望中的祷告。
So God created desperate situations in our lives.So that we can pray, we can come to the Lord.
所以神经常为我们创造一些环境，让我们在绝望中，我们必须要来到他面前祷告。
Many people come to the Lord, I know, my friends, because they're sick.
我知道很多人，就像我的朋友，都是他们在病的时候向神祷告。
Or they're out of job.
或者他们失业了。
Even though they are very confident in their ability, but they couldn't find jobs.
虽然他们非常相信他们的能力和才干，但是就是找不到工作。
Or something else happened in their relationship.
或者是在人与人间的关系中出了状况。
God created this desperate situation that you know that you cannot solve it, save yourself out of it.
所以这样的绝望的环境就让我们知道，让人知道人不能自救。
Not quite sure that your situation.
我不知道你真实的光景是什么。
But this thing I know, we can.Always, all of us, whether you're a believer or not, come to the Lord.
但是我知道，总会有一个环境，让不管你是信还不信，都会把我们逼到主的面前，神的面前。
When Lord's testing us, He's right there.
当主试验我们的时候，他就在那里。
You don't have to get better.
你不需要变成一个更好的人。
You don't have to have more faith.
你不需要有更多的信心。
You don't have to get educated more.
你不需要有更高的学位学历。
Get a more powerful position.
或得到一个更加有权的职位。
You can come to the Lord just as who you are.
你可以来到主面前带着自己的本相。
And you can come to the Lord with what you have.
你就带着你现在所拥有的就可以来到主面前。
It's like Philip and Andrew, they came to the Lord with the doubts, with the questions still in their heart.
就像这里腓力和安德烈来到主面前，他们是有疑惑的，是有问题的。
And they came to the Lord with all they have, five fish and two loaves.
他们来到面前。
I'm sorry, the five loaves and two fish.
他们只是把自己拥有的那么一点点五饼二鱼带到主面前。
So we can come to the Lord as long as we understand our desperate situation.
所以只要我们意识到我们实在处在一个绝境的时候，我们就可以必须要来到主面前。
You cannot find any help.
因为你在别的地方无所帮助。
Then you can come to the Lord.
这时候你可以来到主面前。
So here we see that what follows is here, that Lord Jesus' grace of His miracle.
我们看见这些跟随他的人，主也就借着神迹赐他们恩典。
So in the verse 10, it says, Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so men sat down in number about 5,000.
第十节，耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有五千。”
Then Jesus took the loaves and, having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated. Likewise, also of the fish, as much as they wanted.
耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢的就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
The first thing we need to know is that this grace of miracles, right? It is Bible uses the word administration. It needs to be arranged.
这个恩典的神迹的恩典。
恩典的章程。I looked it up yesterday.
恩典它必须要被安排的，是有个章程的。
So here, Lord Jesus, the first thing, tell them to sit down.
所以主耶稣第一个让他们要坐下。
Oh, you are very hungry. No, I know you're just now here. I have food. No, come get it. And people, you know, thousand, 10,000 people are running over him, right, surrounding him, crushing. No, Lord Jesus didn't do that. Lord Jesus said, sit down.
耶稣让他们要坐下。
It has spiritual meaning to us.
这个对我们来说是有属灵的
意义。Sit down means rest and have peace.
坐下意味着安息和平。
Isaiah,
平安。
The prophet tells us this.
以赛亚书。
In repentance and the rest is your salvation.
你们得救在于归回安息。
And in quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
So it is that God wanted to sit down.
这就是神让我们要坐下。
To rest and to have peace in our heart. To come to the Lord.
要安息休息来在平安中与神见面。
You don't have to stand.
你不需要站在那里。
You know, standing means, in the Bible, means you're ready to serve.
在圣经里面站着是要预备要服侍的意思。
For if the priests, they're always standing in the tabernacle when they serve. There's no chairs in the tabernacle. Do you notice that?
在会幕里祭司必须要一直是站着的，在那个里面没有椅子可以坐。
Well, Lord Jesus says, I came not to be served, but to serve.
但主耶稣说，我来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
We have such a wonderful God.
我们有这么个奇妙的神。
He said, I come not to be served, but to serve, and give myself as a ransom for many.
他说，我来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
You don't have to running, have to run. You don't have to run.
你不需要跑着。
Try to get the food.
为了要抢食物，为了。
No, you don't have to because it was given to you, and you're always in time. Because Bible said, now is the time of acceptance, and today is the day of salvation.
因为你不要害怕，一定要跑着怕晚了。因为圣经说，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
As long as
现在
you want it，
还有一个就是说，你要多少
，you will be given to you。
只要你想，你就能得到你想要的。
So the first thing we see is sit down, rest and have peace。
所以第一件事情就是要坐下。
You want to have a miracle of salvation to you, then you need to rest and have peace.
如果你想看见神迹的话，你首先就要安息平安。
Stop your own struggle to come to the Lord.
不要自己努力，只要来到神主的面前。
A second we can see here is the Lord's miracle that He actually.There was 5,000 at least to feed.
那个神迹这里讲到至少喂饱五千人。
That five loaves and two fish in the hands of the Lord after he blessed it, now he can multiply it and to feed the 10,000, 20,000.
所以这个五饼二鱼在主的手里就成倍的增加，它可以喂饱10,000人甚至20,000人。
So we can see that God is here shows God is God of creation.
这里向我们启示神是创造的神。
He has created those loaves, and He has created fish.
他创造了这个大麦饼和鱼。
Now we can see that the Bible says what kind of faith the faith gives the knowledge of God. That what kind of faith that we have, what kind of God we believe.
圣经讲到真实的信心让我们对神有认识。
What kind of God we believe? Bible tells us that God who gives life to the dead and calls into being from that which does not exist.
我们向我们启示的神到底是什么呢？圣经说他是可以叫死人复活，使无变为有的神。
So here, our Lord Jesus now multiply that food and to be able to satisfy everyone there.
所以神可以创造他，让这个五饼二鱼成倍的增加，可以让那地方的人都吃饱。
And also, third point we can see is this, that it is all you can eat, as much as everyone wants.
所以这地方讲的，他们是可以吃所有的吃，就按照他们所想要的。
It's like a going to a buffet.
就像去 buffet 快餐店，自助餐店。
Buffet, right? Buffet in Edison, not in the, some kind of remote part, buffets. But Edison, that's a good buffet, right?
就像在爱迪生吃的那个好的自助餐店。
With the best material.
最好的材料做的。
So it's like all you can eat.
就是你什么都可以吃。
Now, whatever our needs are that God can satisfy, and God can even create things for us to meet our needs.
不管我们需要什么，神都可以供应我们，他会创造我们所需要的一切。
A sister followed the Lord all through her life, wrote a hymn, we call it in our hymn book.
有一个姐妹，她一生跟随主，写了一首诗歌，就在我们的诗歌本里有。
And it said this, God can create.
写到神。
God can create what I need. I think that phrase goes like that.
讲到神可以创造我所需要的一切。
So he called it miracle of love.
他叫这个，他把这个称为爱的神迹。
But God can meet our needs. Whatever we need, he can create for us.
所以神，不管我们需要什么，神都可以创造我们所需要的。
So God, you see, I often think that nobody actually is a real atheist. You know, I met a lot of people. I never seen people who say, I'm an atheist, even though I use that term to myself. But actually, to be atheist is very difficult. You need to have three PhD, understand what the atheist means.
其实我认识的很多人都不是无神论。你要想理解无神论到底什么意思的话，你可能要拿到三个博士学位。
From Harvard.
哈佛大学的三个博士学位。
But most people that they say I don't know.
大多数人都说
I don't know there is God or not.
我不知道有没有神。
Then we need to have scientific steps, right? First assumption.
我们需要一个科学的。
If there is God who created the whole universe,
如果有神，他创造了整个世界宇宙。
And Bible tells us, he says,
圣经说，
come and taste.
来尝一尝。
The Lord is good.
神是美善。
So he chants, that this is very scientific. I mean, no, you don't have to assume anything, right?He says, if there's a God, and you have to test it, then. And he says, come and taste, and the Lord is good.
所以这个是非常有科学道理的，就是说你要，如果你想知道的话，你就来试一试，非常有科学根据，尝一尝，知道。你要尝过主恩的滋味，就知道他是美善。
And then another point for those who serve the Lord.
对那些服侍主的还有一点。
You know, everyone, when you become believers, right? You are not just, you know, God asks us to be His disciple, meaning that you have to serve.
当我们信主以后，主说我们都要成为他的门徒，意思说我们都要服侍他的。
So fourth point is this, right? It says, Lord Jesus gave thanks, and he distributed to those who were seated.
十一节，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人。
Now three other gospels tell us, Lord Jesus actually gave the bread or the food to the disciples first. Then disciples actually distributed them to the people who were seated.
在别的福音书中记载的不是主耶稣自己给他们的，他是先给门徒，对，先给门徒，然后这些门徒再给那些众人。
But I see here, John says, Lord Jesus gave this food directly to those who are seated.
但是这十一节六章十一节讲到他，耶稣是直接给他们的。
As if disciples were not there.
就好像门徒都不在那里一样。
So it tells us our service, everyone, all Christians, all God's children, you serve the Lord. You must serve the Lord. Otherwise, you feel emptied again. You have to serve the Lord. But when we serve, we should humble enough to be transparent so people don't see us. They can see through us to the Lord Jesus.
所以所有的基督徒都是要来服侍主的。我们服侍主的时候就应该像一个透明的器皿，不要让我们自己 显出来，要让人借着我们的透明的器皿看见我们里面的主，主耶稣基督。
You know, a lot of times that we do good works, good things.
很多时候我们在做好事。
We always want people pay attention to us.
我们常常也想别人来注意到我们自己。
I see brothers, even Christians, unfortunately, may the Lord have mercy on us, that even Christians like to get attention from others when they serve.
甚至基督，原谅我这样说，基督徒在做事的时，服事的时候，都愿意别人注意到他们自己。
One day I asked brother to help me.
我有一次求请一个弟兄来帮我。
He says, ask brother so-and-so to ask me. Pastor. The pastor of the church come to ask me. I will help.
哎呀，你只能，除非你让那个教会的牧师来叫我做这些事情，要不然我不做。
I look young, maybe younger than my age. And now I have white hairs. But... And then right now you do good things, you contribute a lot of money to a school and you want to have your name on the building, right? Johan's building for science. Johan's bridge. Johan's highway.
比如说像我讲，那我做个比喻啊，我好像比如说给学校捐了一个大楼，我就要把我的名字写在上面，是我的以我名字的大楼，还以我名字的高速公路，以我名字的桥。
We're joking when we're at the ESU. It was one of the buildings they're building. They're still under construction. Says we have our name, Joe Hines there.
就像我们要美东基督徒。
So here for Christians, when we serve.We don't want to run it around. We don't want to be seen. We don't want to always, try to present ourselves.
但我们服事的时候，我们不应该让别人看见我们好像代表自己在那里说很多。
Do things like Lord Jesus. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
就像主耶稣说的，你做事的时候，就像左手不让右手知道一样。
And the fifth point about this miracle, we can see that Lord Jesus asked them. So during the 12, when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, so that nothing will be lost."
第五点是十二节讲的，他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
So this is a very important point because, not because Lord Jesus, God can create something out of nothing, can create all this food for us so we can waste it.
这个我们知道主他可以把我们需用的一切都创造给我们，但是并不是意味着我们可以浪费任何事。
Nowadays, people get to be very self-centered.
现在大家都变得越来越以自我为中心。
Take everything for granted.
任何事情都好像想当然。
All what you have, what you've given,
不管是你有的 你给的都觉得都是理所当然的。
Your salary, your job, your relationship,
你的薪水你的工作你的关系人际关系
helps you get all taken for granted.
这是我们拥有的被赐予的这一切我们都以想当就是看着是理所当然的。
Especially youngsters, younger ones growing up.
特别是年轻人正在成长的年轻人
they become so self-centered more through the pandemic
经过疫情以后他们变得越来越以自我为中心
so that's very important for us to grow the true faith is that to have a grateful heart
所以有一个感恩的心是我们真实信心成长的关键
a count that's a hymn I like to sing it's a countblessings, God's blessings, and not only count, but also name them one by one.
有首赞美诗就讲到你要数算神的恩典并和祝福把他们每一个都标上名字。
We need to write down every day what the blessings I receive the moment I open my eyes.
当我们每天眼睛一睁开我们就要开始来记录这一天我们所领受的祝福
Millions of people last night when they go to bed they thought they had this today, this morning but they didn't
有数百万的人当他们昨天晚上进入梦乡的时候以为他们第二天可以醒过来但是没有
Thank God that today we live is a miracle.
感谢神，我们今天能活着就是一个神迹。
There's a purpose for this today.
我们今天活着是有
for a lot of small things.
目的的
for your health.
你要记录那些的恩典，比如说你的健康。
So have a 3 or 10, you know, just write them down, and that will help us.To grow this grateful heart.
比如说你可以每天记录三到十个十点恩惠这样的话对你的心真实信心的成长有好处。
Teach our children to be grateful. That's very, very important.
教导我们的孩子有感恩的可以感恩那是非常重要的。
Because they get spoiled.
因为他们被宠坏了。
And so here we can see thatThe right attitude toward God's miracle is that to have a grateful heart that nothing should be lost.
我写对主恩典的回应我们需要一个感恩的心不要浪费。
So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the leftover.
所以十三节讲到他们就收拾剩下众人剩下的装满了十二个篮子
So time is up actually So we know that this is just the first half of this feeding the 5,000
我们知道我们现在读到现在也只是读的前半整个一章的前半段
So for all the uniqueness of this miracle there's something more unique
但是这个意思这背后的意思是更有更多的会更
That John explains spiritual meanings why Lord Jesus performed this miracle
耶稣约翰会在后面讲到为什么主会行这个神迹
His only apostles explains that spiritual meaning to us
他会跟我们解释这个属灵的意义神迹背后的属灵意义
That's from verse 15 to verse end of verse this chapter 71 verse 71 There are a lot of verses to tell us what Lord Jesus tells us about this miracle
从这章15到最终71节讲到更多的这个意义背后的意义
So ifWe are not satisfied in our life.
如果我们在生命中又很不满足，
if we are desperate，
因为如果我们在绝望中，
whatever it may be，
不管是有什么事，
we can come to the Lord，
我们都可以来到主面前，
just as we are and as what we have，
只是带着我们的本相和带着我们所有
的。 we don't have to improve anything，
我们不需要，
just come to the Lord for help，
我们不需要自我提高，只
要
来到主面前求帮助。
believers will come to the LordAsk for salvation.
对，还不信的朋友们可以随时来到主面前求他的救恩。
Acknowledge that you are sinners and you need Lord Jesus' salvation.
承认自己是个罪人，你需要主的救恩。
For those who are believers,
对，已经信主的，
we need to come to the Lord.
我们也需要来到主面前。
And feed on the Lord Jesus every day.
每天吃主喝主。
And after we believe in the Lord, it's not the end of story.
我们信主以后并不是这个故事的终结。
We know that when books ends with they are happily married hereafter, that means that this is not the fake, right? It's a novel. You know immediately it's a novel.
我们知道有些故事中讲的，哦，他们 就以后就快乐的一直快乐的生活下去的，但是我们知道这是虚假的。
But in the real life, that after we believe, God wants us to grow.
真实的光景 是主在我们希望我们在得救以后，相信以后还要再成长。
Grow in the grace and true knowledge of Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣基督的恩典和真知识里有长进。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
父啊，我们感谢你的怜悯和恩典。
The miracle of salvation.
你拯救的救的神迹。
I would pray that everyone here will.Be blessed in our hearts.
Yeah, 这里每个人心里都蒙你的祝福。
To receive the implanted word in ours.
把你的话扎根在我们心里。
So that it can grow and bear fruits in our life.
让它可以成长，在我们的生命中可以结出果子。
To the glory of the Lord Jesus.
将荣耀归给主耶稣。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉主基督耶稣最圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.